Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
We are the speakers of a generation all gathered together in a small actually, you know what, make that a large huddle, a conglomeration of people gathered together with a joint concern for the future of existence. The world is spinning out of control. It's round and round, and it's sitting on a floor, and it's like trying to get to a door, but it can't quite make it to the door because there are all these obstacles in its way. All of these bric-a-brac of existence explora-flamoria. Yes, I just did make up a word there. That's what I do. I am the zombie. I do that kind of thing, especially on this show, because I just like to explore the concept of exposition beyond the mere explosion of, let's call it the diarrhea of language, because that's what I do. I speak like that, and I talk about that, because I live in my mind, and the mind is a very scary place. There are corridors of darkness, shadows that move of their own will, and bright things behind corners that just jump out at you without warning or hint of dire intent. There are things that hide behind curtains of pain, behind sheets of shenanigans, behind oceans of horror. The list of things that inhabit the mind are countless, for merely counting them adds more which were previously unknown. No shapes have they. They don't need them. No form, no function, it does not bother their being. Suffice it to say for them that just being is enough to be scary. It lurks behind boulders. It lurks behind chairs. It lunges out at you, even when you are not there. It's always looking out for you. It's always looking out at you. No matter what you do, it's there, with you, ready and waiting, arms spread wide to catch you. Inside. The warmth, the cold, the embrace that you taste, 'tis the mind at its best and worst, both full of chocolate and toxic waste. You cannot escape the mind, for the mind is always there. If you were here, you would be able to see that, because the mind is always with you, ready for you, whenever you choose to jump to the next ship. The mind is already there with you. If your mind is not active, don't play over here. I've got a healthy dose of things that exasperates so much fear. No tackle is too big. No grapple is too small. The fear that comes from the mind is no matter at all. It will be found in an office building. It will be found in a mall. It will be found in a grocery store. And even those places that school brains for even more. Don't worry much about the mind. It's already got its hooks in kind. Think more about what's going on down around the knees, because I hear that's with the territory of goblins and gnomes and busy bees. Sometimes life is scary. Compensate. Be scarier. Hi, EW. How's it going?
If the world is a speaker, I am the subwoofer.
Really? That's what I'm hearing from you.
Nothing but bass.
Nothing but the bass. The bass. Holy crap, where's that treble?
Ew, that's bad treble.
I don't want to know about your treble. You take stinky nudes, nerds, and goes in addition, and it goes into a weird little freaky little place there, and it's like, what? Beans? Franks? No! Not for me. Not gonna do it.
Nobody knows the treble I've seen.
Yes, they do. You keep talking about it online all the time.
Oh.
So we do know. We've heard it. We've heard you splatter the concept across a Facebook space.
You do not want to hear splatter with the bass.
The bass. The splatter. The bass. I'm not going there. I used to work when I was like a wee kid and had my first part-time job. That was one of my jobs that I had to do. I had to clean up the bathrooms. I hate, and I'll use some profanity there, but I'll keep it to myself. I will never do that ever again. Having to work in retail and clean bathrooms? No. Public bathrooms? No. Never again.
I don't even use public bathrooms.
Well, I don't either, but when you work at a place and you have to clean the freaking things, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting with a big capital disgust.
Yeah.
But that is, well, unless you want to watch the movie Zombie Ass, that is not what this show is about.
Yeah, because I...
Somebody tried getting me to watch this other movie. It's another foreign movie. I don't remember what it's from, but it has a whole scene where the chick, the young lady, who of the main character of the movie, is kind of really gross and disgusting, and she goes around and says, yeah, I spent 2 years trying to catch this thing. I wipe my bum on this toilet, dirty toilet seat all the time. I don't shower for weeks on end. I still haven't been able to get a mushroom out of my hoo-ha. And I'm saying, what? No, I don't need to watch that movie. That's just like totally inconclusively wrong. Not going to watch it.
Unlike the scene in Poltergeist.
I ain't going there. I would go there because I like Poltergeist.
Okay, yeah, but that bathroom scene was disgusting.
Okay, you want to see a disgusting bathroom scene? Watch, what the hell was it? It was Jay and Silent Bob in, oh, what the hell is the one with the angels?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck as angels?
Oh my God, really?
You didn't see that one? You had to have seen that one.
No.
Bob, angels. What the hell was that? Dogma. There's a scene in Dogma where they're going up against the Golgotha demon. The shit demon.
Speaking of demons, you did not watch Constantine, did you?
Not yet.
Okay, did you see the one before this one?
Nope, not yet either.
Jeez.
I have 2 episodes to watch. I haven't gotten to them yet. I haven't watched any of my TV shows. I actually have. Where am I? I have a variety of shows to watch and catch up on that I have totally missed right now. Let's see. We have Gotham's next issue, two Agent Carter episodes, Constantine.
You're going to get mad at me for this one. I'm not caught up on this one yet. Gotham.
Where are you up to on Gotham?
I can't remember where I left off at. It's way back there.
Well, fine. Screw you.
I know what the next episode is. The next episode is where they introduce Harvey Dent. So, yeah, that's how far back.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah.
That's like episode 4 or so.
No. No.
That's where you were. They introduce Harvey Dent around episode 6 or 7.
Nah, I think I'm farther than 6 or 7 because I'm pulling it up now.
Current episode is episode 11.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm
Harvey Dent was introduced about 4 episodes before the end of the mid season.
Yeah, I didn't see him in this season. It's episode 9 that I haven't where I left off at. So
okay, fine.
They introduced Dent. Well, it's Harvey Dent is the name of the episode. So yeah, that's where I'm left off, and I guess I'm gonna have to catch up from there because it looks. Oh, it's only 4 episodes I'm missing.
Yeah, it's okay. You still got lots to go.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
So I can catch up with that.
Yeah, right. We'll see.
By next week, I'll have it done, plus the new episode. Yeah.
Okay, well, fine, Mr. Hoity-Toity, who's got time on his hands to watch TV shows.
No, I don't, but...
You got more time on your hands to watch TV shows than I do right now.
Holy crap. That doesn't mean I'm watching them all the way through.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. Fine, I'm going to start talking about movies. Screw you.
Most time I put them on, and then I fall asleep.
Oh, okay, fine. I watched 4 movies this weekend.
See, no wonder you don't have time to watch TV shows.
Well, but see, I watch the TV shows while I'm doing things on the computer, too.
Ah, see.
Because I'm multitask. I'm multi-threat. I am a multi-multi-zombie. Multi-zombie. I am going to take over the world. You're all going to regret it. You're all going to be snipping at your bones from your feet and your stones. Something like that.
Somebody has stony feet. I'm going to have to start thinking of a new name like a hobbit.
Golem.
There you go.
No, golems.
Yeah.
Golems are originally stone monsters.
That's right.
I like golems. Golems are cool. It's a I don't remember what nationality for sure it is, but it comes along the Jewish faith from that side of mythology, where the priest would raise the body with a mark on the top of its head.
But they also had the golems as a protection.
It's a mix, yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's right.
The original one that they, classic story was, he created it as a vengeance thing to protect the poor people of the small town or whatever, but when he passed away, he went all nuts on somebody, and then they had to erase the mark to destroy the golem or whatever.
Well, they used, in an episode of Grimm, they had a golem in there.
I haven't seen all of Grimm yet. I gotta watch that too.
Yeah, I'm actually caught up to this season where they are now, and they left this last episode on a massive cliffhanger.
You know what really sucks?
Hmm.
As a guy who has to talk on the radio thing for once in a while, uh-huh. You ever get a Charlie horse under your neck?
Yes, that little
hate those.
And, mm-hmm.
Raga. Okay, we're going to movies.
Movies.
Big Hero 6.
You did go. You did see it.
I saw it. It's a good movie. It's funny.
I bet you weren't going to watch it.
Why'd you think I wasn't going to see it?
It was just something you said when I first mentioned seeing the preview, and I just didn't think you were going to watch it the way you mentioned it.
I think you were misunderstanding the concept of the communicated concepts extrapolated through the airwaves. As I enunciate and speciate the words I am explatterating.
You spit it out.
I spit out my words like bullets from a bow. Bullets don't normally come from a bow.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to make sure that that analogy was not extrapolated incorrectly.
Gotcha.
Extrapolated is a word I really enjoy if people haven't figured that out yet.
Gotcha.
And we're going to go back to Big Hero 6. Fun animated movie. Actually, it was a Disney movie and not even a Pixar movie.
No, that's right. I do remember that being Disney.
But it is a Japanese anime, North American style concept of animation. It was not bad. It was actually pretty good. Story, pretty basic. I loved the whole... They have a lot of robots in this movie. There is way too much... emphasis on the whole concept of, hey, yeah, I'm a genius. I'm only 14 years old, but I can build everything.
Hmm.
And I tend to think that that is a little on the unrealistic side for character exposition, simply because now you're giving people... And the movie is geared for kids. It is totally a young person's movie with, hey, the adults can watch too for nostalgia and happy, joy, laugh type stuff. But movies like this are really geared towards kids. And I personally think it sets a kind of a poor example for kids, because it's like, no kid could ever live up to that example. Okay, one or two kids could live up to that example. They're in like Mensa and whatever, but most other kids... No, there's no way they could ever live up to that potential.
Walter O'Brien was 11 years old and hacked into NASA to get the blueprints of the space shuttle.
Yeah, but you know what? NASA didn't really have much in the way of security on their systems because they didn't expect anybody would want to.
The dude's got the fourth highest IQ in the world.
No, that's true. What I'm saying is, like, there's five or six kids who might be able to do that.
Okay.
Every other one is like, nah, I want to play with sticks and stones and like action figures and go out and play mud. And I want to watch the putty tat do the putty tat things.
Yeah. Or if that wily coyote is ever going to catch that roadrunner.
The funniest thing is about that whole coyote and roadrunner, the coyote actually runs faster than a roadrunner.
Yeah.
In real life.
This is true.
And the coyote's actually smarter than the roadrunner. Roadrunner is like a little stupid bird that's like, along the corner. It's like, what the hell is that piece of shit? Coyote, on the other hand, just sort of sits there. Hey, look, lunch. Let's go get it. Ba-doom. And it's got it. Which, as after I heard about that, it's like, oh, man, Wile E. Coyote is such a putz. So.
Genius.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right, so what else did you watch?
Dracula Untold.
See, now, I did want to see that, but I've been waiting for it to come out on DVD.
I had low expectations on this movie because everything I had seen about it was, oh, man, they changed the story. It's all messed up. It's like, not what I'm expecting. It's like, crap, man, crap. And then I watched the movie and it's like, it's actually not bad. The storyline is slightly different. They have taken a twist. They have taken a line. They have taken a little bit of it out and put it into a different time. It still has Vlad the Impaler as Dracul, Lord Dracul. But they've made him a sympathetic hero character. He is not a bad man. He has done what he's done for the love of his country and the love of his wife and his kids and the desire to help everybody.
Right. Now, if I remember right, this is supposed to take time or take place in the time era of actual Vlad the Impaler.
Correct.
Yeah.
Their explanation as to where Vlad came from, being part of the tribute to the Persian army, the Sultan of Persia, and part of the whole tribute slash hostage exchange thing for armies under the feudal system, was pretty good. And then he decides, hey, I'm going to be the baddest ass of the baddest asses. And then he comes back to his little countryside after winning the wars for the sultans and everything. And then, hey, now the sultan wants more.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to do it. So he finds a way, which involves becoming a vampire.
So it was pretty good. It's worth watching.
It's actually worth watching. I was surprised. It's got a love story. It's got some action. It's got some good effects.
Wait, you're missing one thing. Was there explosions?
There are no explosions. Oh, yes, there are. There's fire.
Okay. Well, that works.
There's fire. There were catapults.
Ah.
Yes, catapults.
No Greek fire?
Well, it's technically there, but they didn't really explore it. But whatever. There's no Greek fire and there's no Roman fire.
Don't.
Nor is there any Trojan fires. Trojan man. Dun, 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 dun. We're going in a different direction.
Yes, so, you are.
I really enjoyed it. I was actually surprised. It had the, you know, the guy who played Bard in the Hobbits movies?
Yeah.
He's Dracula.
Interesting.
I was like, I just finished watching the Hobbits movie a couple weeks ago. Da-da-da, okay, he's a happy guy. He's, like, friendly. He's going to help people. Da-da-da. Wait a sec. The frack. He's Dracula. Okay. So it took a few minutes to readjust to the whole, hey, man, he's not who I expected Dracula to be.
Which just reminded me, I have to do this because...
No, you don't.
Yeah. There's that stupid movie coming up, The 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Don't know what you're talking about. Ain't going to do it. Not going to be prudent.
Did you see the trailer at least?
Nope.
Okay. The main character, I didn't hit me until recently. The main character, the guy, Mr. Grey, he's the guy that plays the new Superman.
Yeah, I know. It's in the release information. I refuse to watch the movie because it sounds so stupid.
Oh, I'm not going to watch it, but I just cracked up laughing. It's like, really? We're going to see the dirty side of Superman in this?
Poof! We already saw the dirty side of Superman when we saw the deadbeat dad Superman in the first of the returned movies.
Ah, don't remind me.
Precisely. That movie was a lame pile of poop. It had like one good scene, I think, and that was it.
They had a good guy playing Superman, but they just totally screwed the...
Story was wrong.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about Superman because we're not really big fans of Superman. Although, if you really want to read some good stuff with Superman, two books I recommend highly, comic books, two of them. One is called Red Sun. It is a what if Superman landed in Russia instead of America.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I
and
remember.
Grew up as being a Russian super guy. It was really good. I enjoyed that one. And then there's a current series ongoing right now called Injustice, Gods Among Us. I have mentioned it once or twice in the past. It is now on its third season, 12 issues per season. So that's...
36.
well, that would be 36 once it's done. I think it's at issue 5 or 6 in the third season right now, so it's about 30 issues in, 25, somewhere between 25 and 30 issues in. It's actually pretty cool, because Superman's not the nice guy in this book.
Ooh.
Superman, issue 1, is like, what the hell? And does, okay, you know what, screw it. I'm gonna spoiler alert it for you, because nobody's listening right now that I can see. Well, one or two people are. We'll talk to them. Ha-ha! Okay. So, issue 1. Superman is, hey, showing up on the scene where Batman and the Joker and Harley Quinn are around doing stuff, and then all of a sudden Superman thinks, what the hell? Abomination is coming after me. I gotta get him. Goes after, starts fighting whoever it is. Batman keeps trying to stop. No, 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 it's not who you think it is. Superman just takes whoever it is and just flies straight up into the atmosphere. You know, he's gonna try and get him off the earth because it's like big, bad, bad, bad.
Right.
And gets up into the atmosphere, and then the body goes limp. And then he realizes that wasn't Abomination. That was Lois Lane.
Oh.
A pregnant Lois Lane.
Oh.
He just killed her.
Oh.
Because the Joker tricked him. So Superman's not very happy with that. Because he comes back down. It's like, what the hell? I just killed Lois. Ah! Goes nuts. Takes all of the entire and this is just in the very first issue of the comic book. Goes nuts, finds the Joker, rips his heart out.
Wicked.
Then turns off to Batman and said, dude, what the frack? You let this freak go around 20 years killing countless of people. Why didn't you just kill him? And that sets the tone for most of the rest of the series.
Interesting.
So it's like, badass, bro. Badass.
Hmm.
By the way, there's a new TV show I have to watch. Check out. I saw that there's 2 episodes out. 12 Monkeys.
Is it already started? I thought we
started up last week.
And
I'm going to have to watch it. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Another movie.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Big Ass Spider.
Nope. Not going there.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going there.
Oh, you know how much I hate spiders.
I know, but you have to watch Big Ass Spider.
No.
Because if you're creeped out by spiders, buggity. This has got itself a big-ass spider.
I've watched Arachnophobia once, and I've never watched that movie again.
Arachnophobia was kind of boring.
It doesn't matter. It had spiders. That was the end of it.
Oh, have you seen Eight-Legged Freaks? That's got lots of spiders. All kinds. Jumping trapdoor spiders.
Oh, no. See, you're really making it worse.
Oh, no, dude, if you ever see the trailer for Eight-Legged Freaks and you have a phobia of spiders, you are going to shit yourself. There's a scene where there's like thousands of spiders crawling over the mall.
Oh, Jason in chat room wants to know what the Superman book is with the Joker.
It is called Injustice Gods Among Us. Really fun book. Takes completely new direction for Superman altogether. It's like, okay. Up to season 3, they have started bringing in the magic characters in the DC Universe. The Spectre, Constantine, Zatanna, Dr. Fate, bunch of them.
Yeah, you need to play catch up on Constantine.
Yeah, I'm going to play catch up on Constantine. I just got to get to it. And I really hate the fact that NBS, ABC, whoever the hell it is that has it, keeps saying, we don't know if we're going to continue renewing this license on this show.
There was rumor, now I don't know, you can help me confirm this or not, but there was rumor that A&E is talking about picking it up.
Well, I would hope so, because A&E has actually got a better ability to explore Strange. And Constantine is one of these characters. It's like it's dark underbelly of society type character. He's a smoker. He's a lies down with loose women, all that sort of thing.
It got really dark in this last episode.
Good. It's about time. Don't just give nothing away on it, because otherwise I'll just smack you. Okay, I'm going back to Big Ass Spider.
Excitement in my voice.
Big Ass Spider stars Greg Grunberg, who you may or may not know. He's been in a few movies.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what some of the movies he was in. By the way, this is a very low budget movie, so just so you know. Let's see. What was he in? He's been in. Okay, I don't care about that show. Or that one. He was in Hawaii Five-0, the TV series, the new one. Oh yes, he was in Heroes. He was Matt Parkman.
Oh, I know which one Matt is. Yeah,
he was the cop detective, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah,
I don't
remember
what his episode was. Yeah, but he was like in the whole series, so that's why I keep remembering him. It's like, hey, yeah, what? Oh yeah. So that's him. So he basically plays an exterminator who kills bugs and whatever. It's like, hey, you know what? Got to drive that stuff out, and ends up in a hospital because got bit by a brown recluse. Thought that was a great way to start the movie. And, American U.S. military intelligence unfortunately accidentally releases a body that has some spiders that have been artificially messed with some alien DNA. Gee, I wonder where the story's going to go from there.
Spider-Man
does whatever a spider can. So, it is a very B movie. Very B. It screams B. And then no killer bees, though, because that's a completely different movie.
Gotcha.
But it's a funny movie. It's just stupid, but it's funny.
See, you made me start to think when you mentioned the Heroes show. You know they're bringing it back, right?
Yep, I've heard. But they've been talking about that for 2 years now.
Heroes Reborn, set to be out this year. They've already signed on two major people. Noah Bennett's going to return, which was Jack Coleman, and Zachary Levy is going to be another character. His name is not announced yet.
Well, he was, what's his face, the psycho guy.
No. You're thinking the guy who plays Spock.
Yes, that guy.
But no, this is another guy.
Another Zachary.
Yeah, this guy here, he's apparently, they've already filmed episodes.
Oh, you mean like they did with Mortal Kombat?
There's 13 episodes already filmed. They just have not released them.
All right. Now you have introduced me to the... I got to investigate some stuff.
Yeah, yep, well, this Zachary was in Thor, The Dark World.
It's a miniseries. Heroes Reborn is going to be a miniseries.
I kind of figured that.
Boom.
It's popular enough, they'll turn it back into a TV series.
Yep, IMDb has zero real information on it.
Wait, he's Chuck from the Chuck TV series? Didn't look like him.
I like Chuck.
Okay, so it's the guy who plays Chuck.
Jack Coleman? Zachary Levy.
Zachary Levy is this.
That is Chuck.
Yeah?
He's grown up a bit.
You think? I did not recognize him at first.
It's announced. They haven't actually gotten anything done with it yet.
No, there's actually... I'm looking at...
Looking at the IMDb thing for it.
Yeah, you see all the episodes?
Yeah, but there's like no info.
They're not releasing... They have been very secretive about this.
Yeah, well, they're goofs. They shouldn't be secretive because I will find all of their secrets and I will expose them. But in the meantime...
And the bad guy you're talking about is Siler.
Yes, Siler. Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, and I really want to see them bring Siler back to his wicked side.
They're not going to, because it's going to be a budget show, so they're not going to have the money for it.
Well, because he's on... Well, we won't even go Star Trek talk because of all the nastiness that's happening.
Star Trek schmarschmeck.
Because that might not be happening for their 50th anniversary, where they were planning to release the next film, hasn't worked since that last Star Trek film, so...
That's correct, because the only things he's been able to do is Heroes and Star Trek. That's it. Now, mind you, whether or not that's by choice, or it just happens to sort of work out that way, it's like, I'm quite fine. I think he was a great young Spock, and I think he was a great Siler.
Well, that makes you wonder, too. I mean, if the guy...
I have the action figure, by the way. Of Siler with a brain. He comes with a little extra piece. It's a brain.
He's done more than just those two films.
I don't care. It's the only things I've ever seen him in.
He's been in American Horror Story.
I haven't seen it.
I don't Oh, yes, that was the very first season. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. He was in the first season of American Horror Story. I did watch that first season. I did start watching the second season. I mean, no, not the third, that season, the Coven season.
I haven't started watching that at all.
I can't explain anything to you because I really don't know.
That's fine. I've not gotten there yet, so we're not going to talk about that one.
But even if I did, I couldn't understand it. I don't.
I'm sure I will understand it because I've already gotten the gist of the first season and I've only watched 10 minutes of the episode.
Well, cool.
Ghosts. Ghosts, I say. Ghosts!
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Interesting. Did you know this guy was in 24?
Did you know I only liked the first season of that and cannot stand any of the rest of it?
I couldn't even tell you what that show's about either. It never made sense.
The first season of 24 is actually a really cool idea. An action show, each episode is 1 hour, and it's like douche, 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 douche. That was a cool idea.
Yeah, but how could...
To do it 17 more times? Not so much in the cool anymore.
Oh, he was in The Others?
The Others was good. I like that.
I have to watch that again.
That's the one that has, what's her face in it? Tom Cruise's ex.
No, this actually says TV series now. I'm looking to see what this one
is. The Others?
Yeah, there was a TV series called The Others. College student is terrified to discover that she has the power to see into the other side.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Neither have I.
I'm not going to worry about it right now either. Because you know what time it is?
No, because I'm not looking at my clock.
Intermezzo time. Yo.
Oh, you mean you want to play music?
I want to roll a disco beat biscuit.
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one, 5 points and threes. And I got numb, can I tell him that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that determined the X-Fun. Daddy got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you ought to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again. Corrupt like a senator, soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations, I question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
Turn it up!
Bring the noise! In front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll, music for what you're for, which you call a bad man, making a music, abuse it, but you can't do it, you know, you call them demos,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat us for Sonny Bono,
beat us for your water,
run the MC for city, DJ couldn't be a man, stand on his own feet, get you out your seat, beat us for Eric, be an LL as well, hell,
wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell, time for me to exit, Terminator X2,
turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat's the same when I post those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last while you're ass. Roll with the rock stars,
you never get accepted as.
We got to bleed the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, body in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise.
projects waiting to get paid. We got to check it out then on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wicked! Turn it up! Bring the noise! All that other fun stuff because it's Anthrax and Public Enemy and so much fun stuff in the music. Seminal concept album that they put out. That one song there was the first rap metal song ever put out. It's cool.
You know, those two words together, Anthrax and Public Enemy, would mean that they really are Public Enemy.
That would mean that, except they're not. They're really some lovely, kind, caring human beings who have the soul of human nature wrapped up in a little peanut butter cup of chocolate full of sweet sounds and songs and thoughts for a wonderfully caring, consistently concise, happy universe.
Buy your book.
Buy my book! By the way, yes, I haven't thrown that in yet today. Buy my book! Separate and Distinct, Disparate and Distinct. Horror poetry! You know you want it! Okay, that's enough of that.
Poets. They come from all walks of life.
We don't walk, we just sort of sit our asses down and we just sort of say...
That's not true, because I've seen those people who stand up in the comic clubs and they snap their fingers.
That's not... No.
No?
I'm never, ever going to do that. And that's called beat poetry, and I... No. I ain't going to play that. Zombie, don't play that.
Zombie... Oh, come on.
Zombie, don't play that.
I know you do.
Zombie play other things, but no, zombie not play that.
But we have video of you doing that.
No, we don't. There is no video existing on this particular planet of existence, nor in the future, nor in the past, nor in the present, in any way, shape, or form that exists in which I am up there snapping my fingers in beat time to beat poetry and looking like a beatnik with a little beanie cap on, turtleneck sweater, and like, hey man, let's be groovy.
And that shaggy little patch...
Shaggy? No, you mean like a soul patch, the little piece of fluffy on the bottom of the chin?
Yeah. I'm talking like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
No, I got a beard, man. I grow hair. None of this, hey, look at me. If you pull that, I might hurt. No, you pull my hair, I will kill you because it'll hurt.
I see.
There ain't no two ways, if, ands, or buts about it. I will take you and I will wrap you around a shovel.
You know you want to do that.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
On the next episode of After Rot, he gets his shaggy on.
No. Why do people insist on trying to make fun of my facial fur? I got a face full of fur.
I was talking about doing the snap thing.
No. I'm going to disable that particular comment construction that you were going down that route. I am going to derail... in such a way that's like, no. Mm-hmm. But I watched another movie.
Yes. What did you
Wreck watch? Wreck 4, Apocalypse. No. I loved the movie. It's a great movie. I think it was misnamed, though.
Oh?
Because the apocalypse doesn't happen in the movie. It's like, why is this movie called Apocalypse? There is no apocalypse. There is an outbreak on a ship. Okay, I wouldn't call that an apocalypse. But... have you seen all three movies?
No, I think I'm missing one or two at the most.
Okay, so the first two movies are based in the apartment building in Spain, in somewhere in Spain.
Right. Now, I remember the wedding one.
And the third one is the wedding one.
Okay.
Okay, so the third one is the movie that the producers and directors and writers of the first two movies are like, oh, we're so embarrassed by that one. Because what? That was a different director and a different writer.
That wasn't bad.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious. It was fun. It was like this married chick and this married guy are spending the entire movie trying to get back together again at the end. Baff. That was cool. In the fourth movie, they don't actually spend any time whatsoever on the wedding movie, except to say, yeah, this one chick who survived, she's the only one that survived from that particular situation. She was at the wedding. That's it. That's all they really say about it. Which I think is funny, because this is what they call the retconning thing, where they could basically write out the whole part of it. It's like, that didn't really happen. It's not canon. It's not the core storyline. However, the stuff from the first two movies, oh yeah, that's brought back in. But I liked it. It's like, okay, so they changed a little bit of the idea around. And I think they changed the idea around as to the demon as well. So there is a fifth movie coming out.
Interesting.
That takes up right where the fourth movie left off. That one should probably be called Apocalypse.
You think it's going to go there?
I think they're going to go to the big bad bad. And I think that's what it should do, because it looked fun. But yeah, that was the movie lineup for this week. So now, I'm going to throw comic books at you, because you know what?
Do it.
Matt loves me my comic books.
It's Wednesday, why not?
It's Wednesday, that's when our comic books come out. We who worship the comic book realm love the Wednesday, because that's when comic books come out all over the world for all the boys and girls everywhere who wants the comic book. First one, it is the return of Lady Death. It has been on hiatus for a long period of time, about a year and a half to 2 years now. Since issue 25 came out, issue 26 came out this week. Three different covers, of course.
Was that a mid-season finale?
No. This is the crazy-ass stuff that happens with some comic book companies where, hey, we're producing a comic book, and all of a sudden nobody's buying it anymore, and it just sort of tails off, and it's like, okay, well, we had another issue planned, but it just, nobody was buying it, so we didn't put it out. And then with Boundless, this is just one of the weird things that Boundless as a comic book company does. They put out like 17 different covers. It's like, okay, let's put out a special edition this, a special edition that one. It's been 4 months since that issue came out, so let's put out another special edition cover version of this comic, blah, 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 blah. But Chaos Comics with Dynamite Entertainment have been resurrecting the Chaos universe. So things like Evil Ernie, Purgatory, Chastity, Crematore, a bunch of the other guys, and Lady Demon. And guess what? Lady Death is one of those characters, but they can't put out a Lady Death comic book because Boundless owns the rights to it. So now that those comics have been popular all of a sudden, look, Boundless has put out another Lady Death comic book again. Surprise!
And here's where the story gets thicker.
Well, no, they're going to put the final issue out and then start a new series.
Oh, so they're going to just end her.
Yeah. So they're going to end that run. This is issue 26. That's what came out this week. And then in a month or two, can't remember when, a new series starts. And it's going to take a whole other direction to the story. It's like, okay. So also, there's actually a whole bunch of stuff came out this week.
Okay.
Red Sonja number 14. I love my Red Sonja. Do you know what comic book I really love, though? You're going to love the title of this comic book.
Go for it.
Everybody loves, because I have my stuff set up in a display where when they walk past it in the market, they see, oh, hey, look at that. And they always stop at the trade paperback for this series.
See, I was going to say Army of the Dead, but...
Nope. Zombie Tramp.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that one.
Number 6, three different covers came out this week. Woohoo! I loves my Zombie Tramp. I also loves my Zombies vs. Robots. This is Ashley Wood doing another series based on his original series that came out 8 years ago. I think it's about 8 years ago now. So he's got another series, ongoing series starting up. Woohoo! I loves my Zombies vs. Robots. What?
Heard that yawn.
Yeah, I know. I'm at that stage. I'm tired, so I'm going to get more energetic. And rambunctious, even.
You needs coffee.
I don't do coffee.
You needs coffee.
I would probably puke trying to drink coffee.
You needs coffee with spiders.
No. Spiders, yes. I have actually eaten a spider.
Yeah.
They're tasty. Full of protein. Yummy. Fill my tummy.
So what else did you get?
You know what is really good, though, is if you take a bowl of insects, like spiders especially, and you put them in a bowl, and then you take a pestle, and you grind them all up into a paste, then you add some water, and you add some other like little bits and pieces, and you cook it like a soup. Best thing you could ever eat. So, right after the Zombies versus Robots, we've got Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 10, Issue Number 11. Two covers, because I love the multiple covers.
Yes, we know.
Guardians of the Galaxy, issue number 23, because they're still going strong.
It's a dance-off, bro.
No, that's a movie. That wasn't in the comic books.
Yeah, I do got to mention, you know, I do play my games from time to time.
Okay, fine.
In the World of Warcraft, there is a character that, a rare find that you have to kill for a reward, and his special ability...
It's a dance-off, bro.
It is.
Of course it is. Because who doesn't want to capitalize on that really funny moment?
Yes, it's kind of hilarious.
And I still love the gag reel part where they actually do a dance off. That still makes me laugh. Vampirella Fairy Tales, number 4. I just love my Vampirella. Oh, now here's a series that you're probably going to want to check out.
Okay.
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
And Planet of the Apes, The Primate Directive.
I need to watch the last Planet of the Apes that just came out.
Yeah, you do. You haven't seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
No, I'm...
That's pretty cool.
Had it in my hands this week, and...
Be able to get it pretty cheap right now. Why didn't you pick it up?
Oh, I actually bought it.
That's what I'm saying.
I bought it. When we got home, it was not in a bag.
That sucks to be you.
Tell me about it.
Okay, Red Sonja, The Black Tower, number 4. Mm-hmm. Spider-Woman, number 3.
Wait, you actually did get that that comic book after all?
I got the comic. Spider-Woman's actually not bad. I was really surprised. But I could not get the Milo Manera cover.
Oh.
That's the controversial one with her ass split in half. It's like, really? You guys are all up in arms about that image, and yet you haven't seen any of the rest of his body of work? Dude, this guy draws naked women doing weird stuff.
Mm.
The Spider-Woman cover was tame compared to most of the stuff I've ever seen by him.
Right.
People who get all up in arms about that stuff should just really, like, dude, find some soap and put it in your eye.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would do, but hey, whatever. Legendary Star-Lord, number 8. Awesome.
Star-Lord?
Star-Lord. Star-Lord has his own comic book.
Oh.
He's trying to get it on with Kitty Pryde or whatever from the X-Men. They have a long-distance relationship thing going on. It's rather amusing.
It never works.
I don't know. I haven't read the issue yet. Rocket Raccoon number 7? Because if you know Legendary Star-Lord's got a comic, so does the Rocket.
Interesting.
Dark Gods number 3. More Cthulhu and H.P. Lovecraftian type stuff than you can throw a really hairy stick at. And why that stick is pretty freaking hairy.
Why hairy?
Scary. Rhymes with Mary.
Yeah.
Moon Knight number 11, because it's just really neat. Twilight Zone Shadow and Substance number 1. Sons of Anarchy number 17. I'm surprised this series has kept on so long. But it always sells out, so that's cool. Deadpool's Art of War, number 4. The Strain, The Night Eternal, number 5, which is the third or fourth ongoing series for the comic book. Fables, number 148. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, number 4. Judge Dredd Classics, bringing back the old Judge Death. Cool stuff. Superior Iron Man number 4, because apparently Tony Stark wasn't enough of a dick. Now he has to even be more of. I'm saying, the way they're painting him in the comic book is like, he's a dick, man. Hellraiser Bestiary, Bestiary. That one. Number 6, which I think is the final one in that series. Amazing Spider-Man number 13. I don't know. It's actually not bad what they're doing with Spider-Man. It's like, let's have all these Spider-Men across all the universe, all these different Spider-Men. Oh, wait, they're being hunted by these other guys who just want to kill and eat them. Okay.
Would those be like Praying Mantis?
No, they call themselves the Family or whatever. They're they're kind of like a Wolverine-type characters. And they're just very primal hunter types.
Interesting.
And then we have, speaking of Wolverine, Wolverines! Because now that Wolverine is dead, all these other people have to go and try and find his body so that they can go and do what other nefarious stuff that they wanted to do because, like, Wolverine's body's there, so they want to use it.
Yeah, I still don't like the concept that he's supposedly dead.
Dude, okay, anybody who's a big fan of Wolverine, I did not like the Death of Wolverine series. I thought it was such a lame, just completely lame ending. It's just the entire series was like, hey, it's a 4-issue interlocking series, da-da-da-da-da. And each episode was like, I'm not related to the last issue. I'm not related to the next issue. I'm not related to the other 2 issues ahead of it. How can you have a miniseries that's not related? Like, each of the issues felt so completely disjointed. It felt like it was being written by different people.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. And the last comic to mention was Rumble number 2. I don't know why, but that was the last one to mention.
What is Rumble? I don't think I recognize this one.
I've mentioned it once before. It's a dystopian, far future, kind of an apocalyptic wasteland, and this guy is coming out of nowhere to save the day from demons and devilish-type characters.
Hmm.
I've only read the first issue. I haven't read the second issue yet, so I don't know what it's like yet.
Sounds like a Constantine.
No. Sounds more like Conan and Constantine.
Oh, a nice little mix here.
It's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, you got the barbarian swords guy with the guy who studies people who are dead and tries to save people from them. Mix it all together and call it Rumble.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Rumble and the Bumble, because that would be like the bad toys from Misfit Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's too much trauma to throw on a kid. Just saying. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Wanting to know why their toys are misfits. Yes, I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I could go so bad with that. Like,
yes,
dirty. Dirty toys. Speaking of which, did you hear what they did? Huh?
No.
Did you hear what they did?
What?
They announced something.
What day? Which show? Okay, they've announced a lot of things.
I have no idea. I'm just sure that they announced something. I'm just going to make some shit up.
Ah. What if I said, you know, for those lovers of rock, you know, classic rock like Motley Crue, they could get the free download of their greatest hit CD?
How does that have anything to do with horror and zombies and comic books?
Oh, I don't know. I just...
Like, Sue, dude.
That was the announcement that...
Mr. Segway?
Is it a Segway?
Do you even own a Segway?
I do not.
Like, seriously, you're Mr. Segway. Why don't you have a Segway?
I need one.
Yes, I believe
okay,
you do.
Okay, for any of you guys out there want to sponsor me and get me a Segway, let's do so.
Do you know what I want?
What's that?
I want the flying car.
You know, yeah, what's up with that?
That is so cool. Aeromobile? I think that's what it is. Yeah, Aeromobile. It is such a cool little freaking thing. You got to check out the video if you haven't seen it. I will actually give you the link if you haven't seen it. I don't know if I can... I can post that in the chat room, yeah? Yeah. I believe I can. I don't know if they'll be able to see it, but if they can see it right there. So this car is actually both a car and a plane. When it splits out, it's the back end widens out and it puts the wings and the turboprop, and this freaking thing flies. And it's a street legal car.
Wait, is this the I think I know which one you're talking about. I think I've seen this one.
It's freaking awesome. I want one. But I'd have to get it. I'd probably, actually, I don't know. Actually, I didn't finish reading all of it. I'd have to probably get a aero license.
Yeah, you do have to get I think it's a small plane license or something like that.
Yeah.
But yes, I did see this, and this sucker really flies.
I know. I watched the video. Here's the information I was asking about earlier. Minimum speed, 60 kilometers an hour. Takeoff speed is 130 kilometers an hour. Ooh, so you can get 700 kilometers, or sorry, for you American types, 435 miles on a full tank.
I want it in Merkin.
Yeah, that's why I changed it off to American.
So, 450 miles on one tank.
On one tank. 435 miles on a tank.
Still, that's not bad.
Yeah, I know. apparently, the gas mileage is 15i/H. I don't know what the hell that means.
Well, I got to figure out what the I is, but the slash H is an hour.
No. This is fuel consumption. This is like how many kilometers how many miles to a tank? So you got 435 miles is your range. So how big is the tank?
There was another thing. There was a question on this I could not find. What fuel does it take?
Yeah.
Does it take regular unleaded? See, that was the one thing I could not find either.
The engine that's in it is called a Rotax 912. Rotax 912 fuel. Okay, that is probably the wrong place to type that. 912 fuel. You are... It's electronic fuel injection. Air and water cooled. Four-cylinder, four-stroke gear reduction drive. Used on certified light aircraft. What kind of fuel do you use? Gosh darn it.
See, I mean, are you going to pull up to the pump and just, you know, hey.
I think so. Because that's the whole idea behind it.
See, now, if it is regular unleaded gasoline, this ain't going to be a bad deal because people are going to be able to, hey, okay, we've gone about our max. We're going to stop here at the gas station and fill up and head back out. See, my other thing that I wondered about, too, is does it need a runway to land?
It needs the length of land to land in, yes. If you watch the video, they show you that it does need at least, I think it looks like about 500 to 1,000 feet or whatever to take off and land. You do still need to get up to speed and to come down from speed. Because when you're flying, you're running at a different ratio in speed versus distance traveled than you are when you're driving. So it's like if you're running the equivalent of driving, you'd be going like about 200 miles an hour in order to achieve the same sort of thing as airspeed of about, 80 miles an hour or something like that?
Right.
I think it's a regular, 100 horsepower engine.
So, I mean, you could get it all there and, you just have to figure out, okay, how far is the gas station from said landing zone?
Warnings. Never fly the aircraft equipped with this engine at locations, airspeeds, altitudes, or other circumstances from which a successful no-power landing cannot be made after sudden engine stoppage. So if you can't land at a height of a dead drop, don't fly this thing. So restricted to day flying only? So no night flying?
It's got headlights. How is there no night flying?
Okay. This is not a super powerful engine. This is call it the equivalent of a bicycle gear shift as opposed to a motorcycle. So in a motorcycle, you've got lots of power, but on a bicycle, you've got only the power that you've got. So this is not a heavy-duty engine. Yeah, okay. No, that's pretty cool. I'd still want one. Totally, I would want one. Okay.
On that note.
And on that note, I just wanted to say, everybody, thanks for coming on by and enjoying. That's what it means.
Liters per hour.
damn it, that's not the right way that should work. But that's cool. Everybody, thanks for coming on to the show. Join us on the Facebook. Join us on the Twitter. Join us wherever we are, because that's where we're going to wither. EW, thanks for coming on again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody else, have fun, enjoy, and I believe there's other stuff coming up on the TMV Cafe here, because it's a whole pant load of fun at TMV Cafe Land.
Yes, sir.
Good night, everybody.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.